Afternoon, friends. What a lovely number of you have come along. It's very joyous to see you here on this happy occasion, particularly our old friends who have come from the north of England, and those of you who we haven't had the pleasure of meeting before. Well, then I do give you a very, very warm welcome indeed to this sanctuary, if we can call it that today. Think how unpleasant it would have been if it had only been just the parents and the little one. And because the warmth of love and fellowship, which is expressed by a feeling of communal worship and getting together, means such a lot to the vibrations which go to make or mar a service such of this nature. And we are pleased indeed to see you all here. The service for which we are assembled is an act of thanksgiving for the young life which we believe is in the very nature of God and which we pray may honour the source of its being. It is a recognition of the duty of parents and guardians to train this child in the ways of spiritual growth that lead to God. It is an act whereby we dedicate ourselves to serve the well-being of the child in all its phases of its being. Gladness, hope, and thanksgiving mingle in our worship, for we see in children the promise of things we fain would have accomplished. We realize that the happiness of future days may depend upon the way we fulfill our responsibilities to them. And we are glad with the hope that the burden we carry will in the years to come be borne by the young and strong souls following us. We welcome this child as a member of the spiritual community. We pray for power that we may rightly serve her development in the ways of truth, love, and religion. We ask for wisdom so to order our actions that at no time we may need to be ashamed of the example which we offer. Above all, we ask for guidance and help that we may have the love, the patience, and the deep understanding which may serve this child in times of trial and of strain. Now, I have just given you a formal welcome. Perhaps I can give you an informal one at this point. And again, say how pleased I am to see so many of you here. It is a particularly joyous day for me because we've had the pleasure of contact with and seeing Helen grow from a more tender age than what she has reached now. And we have seen the happinesses and the sadnesses to a certain extent of her life. And we have come to the point where in love and fellowship of marriage, we are now graced with a lovely little babe which we see before us. Now, to many of you, perhaps this is the first time which you have been in a spiritualist church. And therefore, I would ask you to bear with us a little bit this afternoon and accept what I am going to say in sincerity, a purpose, and out not only of a deep conviction, but also a deep experience of the truth of what I'm going to say. And that is that although we may well be few in earthly numbers here this morning, I can assure you that this church is full of those angels of light, those loved ones that have gone forward, and one particularly I know would be here on occasion bringing her love from those realms of light. Now, this is no mysticism, this is no fancy of thought, but rather it is a practical reality which we know from past experience on many occasions to be true. For indeed there is no death, and we emerge as the butterfly emerges from the chrysalis into a greater freedom. And beyond all, our loves, our emotions are taken with us. And therefore the love that was expressed for so many years by those on earth who have now travelled a little bit farther along the road of progression, that love still continues to be poured and will continue to be poured upon this little one as she grows in physical, mental, and we hope spiritual maturity in due time. So do not let us assume for one moment that the numbers that are gathered here that we can count in our physical forms are all that are gathered in this hall at this moment, because I can assure you there is a host of loved ones, angels if you like to call them, by virtue of their greater and wider experience, their tenderer emotions and their concern for our well-being on earth. They are here, and they are here to bless. And so I should be doing less than my duty in the knowledge and experience which I have if I didn't at the same time in expending a welcome to you, if I did not extend a welcome and a very sincere one to those angels of light, our loved ones, our guides, our helpers, our friends, and that larger life who are gathered with us here today to bring of their love, to bring of their spiritual power, that this little one may be blessed not only perhaps with the words which may come from the heart during this service, but also might be blessed also by their love. And so let us join together in singing hymn number 56, both hymns are by request, hymn number 56, For the Beauty of the Earth, after which we will have a short prayer. For the Beauty of the Earth, For the Beauty of the Skies, hymn number 56. the Creator of all life, our Father, Mother God. And as we come before thee with thankfulness in our hearts and joy, Father, we do indeed give thanks for the beauty of thy creation, the spring flowers, the seasons, and all that goes up to make the magnitude of thy thought, thy wisdom, and thy love for thy earthly children. And we give special thanks this day for the little life which has been vouchsafed to us. And we would indeed pray that Pentecostal power of old might indeed surround her and her parents, that this day of dedication and of naming thy service shall indeed remain with her, unconscious as she might be at this present time. But as she grows to spiritual, physical, mental maturity in the days that are to come, and may the power of love, in which we would surround her and pray for thy ministering ones to surround her with this day, and may it go through with her during her earthly pathway. And for all little children, wherever they might be, O Father, we would hold in prayerful thought this afternoon all those that are suffering from man's inhumanity to man, all the vicissitudes which the nations of the earth are troubled with, are bringing so much unhappiness, despair, hunger, and disease. We would embrace them all in our love, O Father, as we know that thou embracest them all in thy love. And therefore, in the joy of this day, in the thankfulness of the lovely little life which has been given, may we pray that thy blessing indeed shall be upon her always. Amen. The Supreme Spirit, who is the Creator of us all and to whom we owe our life, has blessed our world with another potential ministrant, another soul who may shed radiant light among the dark turmoil of earth and lead mankind to greater heights. By communion with those dear arisen ones who help us in our pilgrimage through life, that we learn that God does not call upon us to cleanse this or any infant from inherent sin. The children of mankind are not born of sin and shapen in iniquity, as has been taught so often, but they are verily the blossoms of divine love, born in accordance with God's wonderful laws. No handicap but that of inexperience is the burden of childhood. Is there one among you of mature years, whether a parent or not, who would not desire for every infant such conditions and development as shall ensure the complete and perfect ripening of the life which as yet is so young and tender? Would you then attribute to the God of love and wisdom anything less than you would claim for yourselves? You have often gazed in admiration and the beauty of the flowers which so abundantly grow upon the earth, their scent, their colour, their simplicity and complexity, making you bow your head in reverence to him who is the Creator of all. How much more then should we revere the beauty and purity of the human flowers with which he graces the earth? It is therefore no process of cleansing from sin that we perform, for who are we that we should dare to attempt to cleanse a flower so unsullied? No magic key of faith have we whereby our little sister may be ensured an entry into the world of spirit. No, rather let us join together in one harmonious accord to inspire this little child with the high ideals of right living and of deeds well done, so that the kingdom of heaven may be cultivated within, and the divine spirit thus find expression through a well-ordered life. No two or three sponsors will suffice, for all who know bear witness are jointly and severally responsible for the future spiritual well-being of this infant, as indeed we are all children, for as God has revealed to us his truth, he teaches us our duties to his little ones. Now I wonder if the godparents would be kind enough just to step forward so that I might be identified with them, just for a moment, because I would like you to specially listen to this next little piece, which is very, very important. First of all, I have to thank you in a personal sense for the responsibilities which you have taken in this regard. Often we know, unfortunately, unhappily, that godparents are chosen and they undertake certain duties which in the passage of time seem to become a little bit dimmed. Not always so, and I'm quite sure in this instance it is not going to be so, because I'm quite sure that you've entered into this happy responsibility with a sense of duty and sincerity of purpose. And so I say, to those who in love as godparents have identified themselves with the spiritual nurturing on the child upon whom we are about to ask God's blessing, we pray that you will accept the responsibilities with a sincerity of purpose and with a prayerful endeavour, that you might be vouchsafed the spiritual awareness and experience by which in due time you may be counsellors and friends to further this infant's spiritual growth. And in saying this, I ask God's blessing upon you, that you indeed may be granted that power, that inspiration, and that sincerity of purpose to carry out your task. God bless you. See then that we all hear God's call and express our praise and thanksgiving in our conduct towards this little one. very steadfast infant. I'm quite sure of that because I can assure you, friends, that this is the first occasion when I've had the great pleasure of performing such a service, a first occasion for in a sequence of a number of them at least, that the baby concerned has not bawled its head off all the time that I've been performing the service. So I'm sure to be looking at me with my glasses shows a degree of courage and fortitude which will stand her in good stead right through her life. Bless her. Shall we just have a few moments of silent prayer? That individually, we may just extend our prayerful love to this little one, to her parents, and also to the godparents who have accepted their responsibilities in this connection. Thank you, friends. And now let us close this little service by singing hymn 395, hymn number 395. To thee, O God in heaven, this little one we bring, giving to thee what thou hast given, our dearest offering. Several ways.